Well, another year has come and gone. Another Lent is upon us. And it's been a hard year in some ways. It's been a hard year for the church. It's been a hard many years. And thinking of all that's happened with the abuse crisis in our diocese, in our country, around the world, it's a hard time to be a Catholic. It's a sign of great hope that so many of you are still here with us this evening. Thank you so much for not giving up on God and not giving up on the church. In many ways, it's been a long Lent for the church. We know the sins that have been committed by priests and bishops, the dreadful harm that's been done by them, and the sins cry out for action, for justice. We pray for the victims, and we long for reform in the church. We pray for it, we call for it, we sacrifice for it. And we so desire the church to be purified, cleansed, to be humble, free, and holy once again. That's a very good desire, and we must all continue that. I was thinking about this yesterday, and something hit me. Just as we long so much for the church to be free of sin, in the same way, God has a longing too. God longs for us to be free of sin. Just as we cry out for the church to be purified, in the same way God cries out for us to be purified from our sins. Just as we hate the evil that is in the church, in the same way God hates the evil that we allow into our lives and into our hearts by our sins. And the thing is, it's rooted in love. Because we don't hate the church, right? Perhaps some in our culture hate the church, but we love the church. And that's a big reason why it's so painful to see the church so entangled and embroiled in such gravely evil acts. Our desire for the church to be purified, even by a cleansing fire, is rooted in love. And that's the same love that the Lord has for us. He loves us, and so he wants us to be holy, to be free of sin. It pains him to see us continue to struggle with evil, to see us continue to struggle with sin. He so longs for us to conquer sin, to eliminate it from our lives. That's why he calls us to penance in this season of Lent. That's why he calls us even to take up arms in this spiritual battle, as our opening prayer says, armed with weapons of self-restraint as we begin this campaign of Christian service. This is not something that's done out of hatred or condemnation for us, but something that's done out of love for us. That's why we're commanded to do penance. The methods that he calls us to may seem harsh. Penance, fasting, almsgiving, extra prayer. That's because he knows well the evil that we are involved with through our sins. He knows it more deeply than we do. Of course, our sins may not be nearly as evil as what the church is struggling with, but our sins are still radically harmful to us. We can lose sight of that sometimes. We're familiar with our own sins. We're used to them. We've lived with them for a long time, and so they don't shock us anymore. But the Lord wants us to be struck by the sins that we commit. He wants us to be cut to the heart, as Scripture says, and then to take action to eliminate them from our lives. The whole church needs reform, needs it badly. But we ourselves can't reform the whole church. We can pray, we can write letters, we can sacrifice, we can lobby for change, however the Spirit leads us to. But we can't directly reform the whole church ourselves. But we can directly reform ourselves. We can't root out all sin and all corruption from the church. But we can root out sin and corruption from our little area of the church, from our hearts. And if the whole church takes this Lent to heart, if we all do that, and everywhere Catholics do that, it will bear massive good fruit. Because in the history of the church, the most successful reform movements have always been led by saints. Ultimately, it is holiness that changes the church. It's holiness that has real spiritual power. And it's holiness, freedom from sin, strength in love, that we seek to grow in this Lent. That's why the Lord gives us this holy season. So as we begin this time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, as we continue to ask the Lord to purify his church, let's ask him to purify our hearts also. As we call out to God to cleanse the church from evil, let's invite him to cleanse us more and more from evil also. And as the church enters this holy season of Lent, let's ask God to lead us into renewal and holiness.